Good morning. It's good to have you with us this morning for another Read the Word, as we're reading the Word of God through chronologically this year. It's been an amazing journey from January 1st till today. What is today? Day 144 that we've been doing this. Some of you have never read that many days in a row in your Bible in your life. But guess what? You have this year. And so you should start saying on the inside of you, hey, check it out. I have been doing this, and that's a good thing. Now, today we're going to hear David, and he's going to talk about plead for justice against the wicked and thanksgiving to God for doing it. We have three Psalms. And it's been interesting reading 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Chronicles alongside of the Psalms to see and hear David speaking a psalm right alongside of watching him go through the events of his life and the trials and the tests. You know, as soon as God anointed him, the enemy tried to kill him. That's just no other way. That is what was going on. And God sustained him, but no different than you and I going through a trial, a test. The trial doesn't test. The test doesn't come from God. It's from the enemy. He sees faith growing in your heart and says, I got to get that out. Fiery dart, fiery dart, fiery dart. And if you speak the fiery dart, then you lose the faith. You don't want that. Well, you don't lose the faith, but you're not using the faith. That's good to say. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come to the house of God. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I, me, myself, and I, may be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Psalm 108. Assurance of God's victory over his enemies. David prays for God's help according to his promise. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. And I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Verse 5, be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. And when his glory comes, there ain't nothing on earth that matches it. That your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia, I will triumph. David is prophesying by the Spirit of God. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go with our armies? Give us help from trouble. For the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly. For it is he who shall tread down our enemies.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Psalm 109. David's plea for judgment of false accusers. Right now in America, they're calling good evil and evil good. They're calling bittersweet and sweet bitter. And they're wicked false accusers. Verse number 1. Do not keep silent, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Have you ever been there before?
Mm-hmm.
People speaking against you. What I don't seem to understand is how people can't see that the judgment that they make on someone else is also the judgment that they have to live under. Stop judging folks. Here we go. Verse 3. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred. See, the enemy knows the power of words. And fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they're my accusers. I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand when he is judge. Let him be found guilty. Let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. And let another take his office. I like that. Pray that one very specifically over wicked politicians. Let another take their office because of their wickedness. Verse 9. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children continually be vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also from the desolate place. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. It's pretty severe. Let his poverty be cut off, his posterity. Yeah, well, let my poverty be cut off, or your poverty.
Amen. Amen.
Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Brother Copeland prophesied this just like this in 2019. Verse 14, let the iniquity of the fathers be remembered before the Lord, and let not the sin of the mother be blotted out. Let them be continually before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and the needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. It's a wicked man.
Yeah, it is.
And he loved cursing, so let it come to him. He did not delight in blessings, so let it be far from him. Whew. It's pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
As he clothed himself with cursing, as wrath his garment, as with his garment, so let it enter his body like water and like oil into his bones. Wow. Let it be to him like the garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he girds himself continually. Let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers and to those who speak evil against my person. But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your namesake, because your mercy is good, deliver me. For I am old and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is feeble from lack of fatness. I also have become a reproach to them. When they look at me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your mercy, that you may know that this is your hand. That they may know this is your hand. That you, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, let them be ashamed. Let your servant rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with shame.
Wow.
And let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. I will greatly rejoice. No, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those who condemn him. Psalm chapter 10. Psalm chapter 110. The announcement of the Messiah's reign.
Hallelujah.
David's so fired up. And you can also find this in Psalm 22, verse 44, and Acts 2, 34 and 35. Here we go. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Not cower. Do you notice that?
Right.
It says rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So now we're in Hebrews 2. This is a well-quoted psalm right here. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies.
Wow.
He shall exalt the heads of many. He shall execute the heads of many countries.
Amen.
He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. Now, when you look back at Psalm 109 and you realize that David is an old covenant. That is like an old covenant and testament all put together.
That's the new modern word.
That's like a testimer. Or a testimer. All right, we'll get it right. He's an old covenant believer. You know, he's in the old covenant. And so, his statements against the wicked are his statements against the wicked. I mean, Psalm 109, he says some pretty severe things. But our Father hates iniquity and the workers of it. He hates those who give burnt offering for pretense and then go away and are a wicked person. God hates that. And we should probably say he doesn't hate the person, but he definitely hates that sin. Mm-hmm. And he is judging it every time it happens. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, one thing about David, he did not hide his highs, his lows, and his middles. You saw him, you can see him giving glory to God in the highest. You can see him holding on for dear life. And guys, we no longer have to hold on to for dear life once we get the throttle mashed in the firewall and we're functioning it wide open. Takes a while to get there. It really does. Even in a little airplane, they sit at the end of the runway and they got the brakes on. And that motor goes up. And then when he's ready to go, all the way to the firewall and down that thing goes and winds up. And then all of a sudden you just right up in the air. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be right out on the wing doing it. Maybe not. Now, we want to give you a chance to pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this with me. Everybody pray. Mean it from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And you live within me.
And you live within me.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling my whole being.
Filling my whole being.
With your abundant life. With your abundant life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray
Amen.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
You know, I couldn't tell you what prayer I prayed when I got right with God. But any of you who've gotten right with God here with us, you can go back to the very day and hear the exact prayer that you prayed by listening to the video again. I mean, if we don't do more than what the Apostle Paul done, he's going to jack slap us when we get through the door or the gate of the city. Well, he can't, but you're going to be like, you guys had the internet and you didn't get more people saved? Anyways, welcome. This is what happened. Jesus, the light of the world, just filled your being. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just filled you. That's pretty cool. All of his love, mercy, grace, and righteousness just filled you. Why? You said fill me. Well, guess what? That means God Almighty and Jesus by the Spirit filled every part of your life.
Hallelujah.
So naturally on the inside you're feeling light, you're feeling free, you're feeling better. But they're not feelings, you're actually experiencing the force of life. And here's the cool thing, it never goes away. This doesn't go away. You and I got to train this brain, our heart, our mind, our spirit, our soul, our body, to let the spirit man, I am Samuel J. Cottle, the spirit man, to let the spirit man control this triune being.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. The Father adopted you into the family, and he sent me across the path to get it done. We want you to stick around and be a part of what we're doing. We really do. Because it's a pretty cool thing that we're doing. And This is called Read the Word. We have another program called Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. That's where we pray for the nation and believers around the world. Another program called Establishing Your Faith, which is Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. We have a program on Sunday called 1 Hour of Faith. We want you to be a part of it. And the greatest thing we have is 600 videos to help you walk with God. Come and be with us. We'll be glad to help you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, until we see you again tomorrow morning, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
See you soon.